Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are not melting as me in the studio. It's very hot in Germany, but I don't want to complain because I remember the times when I was complaining that it was too cold and I was freezing. So I'm happy with this weather. And I would love to start with this guitar made by one of the most promising guitar makers, not only in France, but also in Europe in general. It's made by the French guitar luthier Sylvain Balestrieri, who is making exceptional looking and sounding guitars. And there is a lot to say about this guitar luthier. And since the weekly guitar meeting has just a limited time, I will try to sum up the most important points about Sylvain Balestrieri. First of all, he's spending a lot of time to measure the woods that he's working with. So he's paying a lot of attention to the density of the wood, to the weight of the each part of the guitar. And I think we can say that he's also doing a very scientific work, which is also inspired from Daniel Friedrich, who had a very scientific approach when he was building the guitar. But at the same time, Sylvain Balestrieri is considering the sound and the visual aesthetics of a guitar as equal. And this is also a very important point for him. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a high quality and very beautiful spruce top, which has a diamond bracing, which is inspired by the 7th fan bracing. And the other very interesting point is that the back of the guitar has 9 braces. It's actually like a lattice braced guitar, but on the back of the guitar. In general, all this very complex structure and bracing leads to a very excellent voice separation in the sound of the guitar, especially if you are playing polyphonic pieces or passages. The guitar comes with a spruce top, as I already told you, and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. Incredible. This guitar has, first of all, an incredible sustain. It has a very smooth tone, a very creamy tone, but at the same time, you have still the tone separation. If you play a chord, you can hear every tone, you can follow every tone, but at the same time, you have some amount of overtones and smoothness around the tones, which is very pleasant. And every tone has nearly the same loudness. Thank you. to play on this guitar. It gives you everything that you need as a professional classical guitarist. I think it's a combination of modern sound, like the loudness and the response of a double top or lattice braced guitar, and the character and the soul of a traditional guitar with all the colors that you have. Lovely. Very elegant tone. As you can hear, this instrument by Sylvain Balestrieri is a very expressive instrument with a lot of qualities such as sustain, well-balanced sound, separation in the tone, which is getting always more important for me as a classical guitarist. But at the same time, it's a very easygoing guitar to play. The tones are coming out easily, and this is what you wish actually as a classical guitar, especially if you are playing on the stage. Sometimes you are a bit shaky or nervous, and a guitar that is responding very well and easily is very helpful. Well, let me know your thoughts about the sound of this beautiful guitar, and let's go to the next one. The next guitar is an instrument which makes me excited. This is made by Yuna Park, who is based in Madrid. I have heard many good things about this guitar luthier from very professional classical guitarists. And we have had, I think, two guitars made by Yuna Park already at Zikos Guitars. They are special. They have a very traditional tone. And this guitar has also a louder voice. It has, again, more volume than the previous guitars. And I was very impressed when I played a few tones on this Yuna Park guitar. It's brand new from 2025. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. This is a kind of guitar, when you play it, you have the feeling that the whole top is resonating. It's a very well resonating guitar, and you have the feeling that every part of the top is vibrating. And this is the sign of a very good know-how about building the guitar top. Amazing job. So it's obviously very loud guitar and very colorful. Beautiful tone. Also, the ease of play on this guitar is on a very good level. The shape of the neck, so the combination of the shape of the neck and the response of the guitar gives you automatically a very satisfying feeling. Also, the trebles on this guitar, they have spark, you know, they are sparkling. A super clean and bell-like sound, or the first string. So this guitar has definitely kept the soul of the Spanish sound. It's offering at the same time some qualities of a modern guitar. Congrats to Yuna Park for her beautiful work, and I'm also curious about your opinion on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is made by the Spanish guitar luthier Angel Gomez de Gullien, and he's from Murcia. A guitar luthier from Spain who is not from Granada or Madrid. And he is building since many years traditional guitars, and he's paying attention to the quality of the materials that he is using to build his guitars. And his inspiration is Antonio de Torres, Hermann Hauser, José Luis Romanios, but at the same time he tries to implement in the guitars a very personal touch, and I think you can hear it when I play a few tones on this guitar. And this guitar, made by Angel Gomez, is brand new from 2025. It has a traditional fan bracing, it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and it's also a very lightweight guitar, so I expect this guitar to have a fast response. Let's see. Very interesting. It's an extremely airy sounding guitar. I'm hearing a lot of air in the sound. And super well resonating basses. It's like a bass guitar, and I have the feeling that the whole guitar is resonating a lot. And it has, in fact, a very fast response, probably because of the light weight of the guitar. Lovely. Play, because if you are playing faster scales or faster chord progressions, you need a guitar that is also responding very fast. Otherwise, you have the feeling that the guitar is always laid back and the guitar cannot follow you. But in this case, it's not the case. The guitar can't follow you. Beautiful sounding guitar, also with a lot of qualities, made by Angel Gomez de Goulier from Spain, from Murcia. Well, let's move to the next guitar of this week. And the next guitar is also coming from Spain, and it's made by one of the biggest names. It's made by Jose Ramirez III. And I can tell you, this is, for me personally, one of the best Jose Ramirez III guitars that I have ever played. Maybe it might be the best one. I feel a strong connection to this particular guitar, and it's the Elite model, so that's why it sounds also Elite. It's number 10, it's from 1985, and the scale of this guitar has a length of 66.4 centimeters. So it's quite long. But until now, when I was trying a few tones on this guitar, I didn't notice a huge difference. And for sure, it also contributes to the sound of the guitar. And this guitar comes with a cedar top and very high quality Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Incredible sustain. Wow. I think this is an extremely elastic sounding guitar. You can create any kind of tone that you like. It can be very soft and creamy. But it can be also very direct and sharp. Lovely. It has also a very sparkling tone, especially the trebles. Yeah, and the shape of the neck is very comfortable, and also the length is quite comfortable for me. I expected to have real difficulties to play on this guitar because my own guitar has a 64.5 centimeter scale and it has 66.4, so it's a bit longer than my own guitar, but for me it works very well and very elastic sound. You can create a lot of different tone characters. Lovely. It's a José Ramírez third guitar from 1985. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Gerold Karl Hannabach. And this guitar is from 2001. I think this is the most recent guitar made by Karl Hannabach that I'm playing. And it's in a very good condition. It has the number 962. As you might know, he has built a lot of instruments. Also, he was building ukuleles at some point in the beginning of his career. But at some point, he decided to build classical guitars for soloists. And this was also the turning point in his career, I would say. And this guitar, as I said, is from 2001. It comes with a spruce top, a very beautiful spruce with some hazels in it, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's also a relatively lightweight guitar. Well, let's see how the last guitar of this week sounds. Extremely long sustain. This is almost like an electric guitar, amplified electric guitar. The sustain doesn't stop. Drink a coffee, have a phone call, and the guitar is still ringing. Wow. Sound character of this guitar is very intimate. It's not the loudest or bassy sounding guitar. It has a very intimate sound with a lot of overtones and long sustain. Thank you. guitar. It's a Gerold Karl Hannebach guitar from 2001, and as I already said, I think this is the latest guitar from him that I have played, and it has a number 962. I think this number says a lot about the experience of this very important guitar luthier from Germany. Well, it was also the last guitar of this week, and I'm melting because it's very hot. I hope you are going to have a nice weekend. Enjoy your weekend. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like. I'm going to say it every week because some people forget it to do. And it's very important for us and for the video to be pushed up and to support the algorithm and our channel. So that's why just click on the thumbs up and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you in a week.